Time for the best 5 minutes of the day, 5:45 on the nose. Our buddy Jason Kanz is up and at him and ready to go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Although probably a good place to start is the is the idea of getting an extra hour of sleep. Did you get that as we fell back Saturday night into Sunday?
Well, so this has been my complaint the last few times this has happened, is that for morning people, it's not really an advantage because you wake up an hour earlier in the morning. So, you know, instead of up at 5, I'm up at 4. But the bigger issue is that by 7 o'clock on Sunday night, I'm exhausted. And so, you know, while everybody else is like, yay, we get to stay up, you know, or get this extra hour, I don't experience that. I'm still ready for bed really early.
So. I saw one of the pushbacks was that the world's kind of designed for morning people anyhow, so give us this.
Yes. You know, I think, and I acknowledge that, I think that person was exactly right, and I'm married to a night owl, so she probably appreciates it and is up already, which is shocking. So,
is the world designed for morning people like it's designed for right-handed people?
Maybe. You know, I think that could be the case, that it's designed that way. And I say that as a lefty, so maybe that's the case.
Yeah, what was it? I think it was Progressive Insurance ad during football yesterday where they were like, was it Progressive or somebody else? Sometimes they're so creative with these ads that you're taken with it, but you can't remember who it's for. But they're like, we even have insurance for left-handed people. So
nice. That's a good thing. And we are apparently more accident prone. So,
hey, maybe you were tired last night at 7 o'clock because of your hiking with Tessa yesterday.
Yeah, Tessa. So Tessa's been into hiking a lot with your daughter.
That's true.
I was very touched on Saturday. She had the opportunity to go to Target with her friends, but wanted to know if I was going to go hiking first. And I said, how about we go on Sunday? So we went out near Cherryville and hiked a few miles on the Chippewa River Trail. And so that was really good to just be out and in the woods with her. Probably not a lot of those this year. Unless we really bundle up, not many more left.
Well, that was a good night. I mean, the weather was, you know, conducive. I mean, coming in this morning to have 55 degrees, good night, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It was very good.
I got some raking done on Saturday, so that was good.
So did you, bag up a lot of leaves?
My wife wanted them for the garden, so I was duly instructed what to do.
Perfect.
You know? Yep. This whole thing about the husband is the head of the, you know, whatever. I think that's just decoration. I mean, you know, I think we all know the truth, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I just get my instructions and try to stick to them. So.
Hey, there you go.
And when I get out of line, I'll hear about it. So, all right. It is Mark chapter 5 today, verses 1 through 5. I was pondering, I'm like, you know, Christmas is going to come. We're going to be working through Mark. But, you know, it is what it is. I
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Let's do 5 verses from Mark 5.
Yeah, it says, so they arrived at the other side of the lake in the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out from a cemetery to meet him. This man lived among the burial caves and could no longer be restrained, even with a chain. Whenever he was put into chains and shackles, as he often was, he snapped the chains from his wrists and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Day and night, he wandered among the burial caves in the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones.
I want to keep going, but we'll leave it there. Here's what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on the New Testament. My son brought them across safely. They landed in the southeast side of the sea where the Gerasenes lived. As soon as Jesus stepped out of the boat, a possessed man who lived among the tombs confronted him. Even though those who claimed to be godly did not recognize my son, the devilish spirits knew. People did not know what to do with possessed individuals, so they would attempt to bind them, but no chains could hold this man. The spirits inside of him were so violent, he could wrench the chains apart. Satan's hatred for my good creation was evident in the way this tortured soul cut himself and cried aloud. Boy, that sounds like a scene from The Chosen, I'll tell you.
You're right, you know, and I think that I can't think that the person who did The Chosen probably consulted Letters to the Beloved, but probably would have gotten some good story ideas. But no, you know, I think of that. What would it have been like, not only for this man, but for the townspeople to to try and figure out, what do you do here? And it would be really, really hard. And this is one of those stories that's often very touching to me. And hopefully we'll get into that as we keep going forward here. But
so we know what you need to do today is get a copy of this in the mail to Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen. Okay.
There we go. Sounds good.
Thanks. All right. Drew Fralick, pastor, stand-up comic, author, on the job in Detroit today, 12 before 7, 12 before 8 over there. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. It's a Make Us Laugh Monday. Heard from a couple listeners already. This was Cody's joke, if I get it here. He says, what did the guy tell the hikers when he needed to take a break from his job? What did the guy, apparently it's a guide. I'm reading the transcription. What did the guide?
Read that again.
What did the guide tell the hikers when he needed to take a break from his job?
Slow down. I don't know.
May the forest be with you.
Let's move on
to what you had in mind this morning here on WWE.
Wait, you're going to have to explain that to me. May the force be with you?
May the forest.
The forest.
Forest, yes.
Oh, I gotcha.
So maybe talk about, if you ever have to explain a joke, it's in trouble, isn't it?
I mean, I misheard a few words.
Yeah.
So I think that didn't help. I thought you said the guy say to the hikers, and then I was picturing a guy in the woods. But if you're ever going to explain a joke,
right.
This is my own personal thing. I think this is very funny. A lot of people would probably disagree. I think it's so funny if, like, a joke really bombs, and then somebody spends, like, 8 or 9 minutes explaining it.
Oh, boy.
And then goes on to another joke and then sort of comes back to it later in their set.
Yeah.
And they're still explaining it. Something about just the commitment to an unfunny joke, I love it. I think it's really silly.
Johnny Carson, this is the difference. You and I share the same birthday, June 12th, 20 years difference. So I'm familiar. I remember Johnny Carson. I don't know you, probably not so much. But, I mean, he was the best at, not 8 or 9 minutes, but, I mean, basically, if his joke, he'd come out with his monologue. If he made a mistake, I mean, he would kind of, he would have some fun with it. You know, so, anyhow.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun to, like, go back to, like, the stuff that didn't work. And
but
just,
it depends on kind of what you're saying. Your stature is as a comic, right? Because, I mean, he was the host of The Tonight Show, so he was...
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you're kind of trying to impress yourself at the joke gym on a Wednesday night at your church, that's a little different.
Exactly. You can do it, but there's no Johnny Carsons at the joke gym, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But who knows? Maybe one day.
Yeah, so that's, again, at your church on Wednesday nights, you actually have stand-up comedy for what, an hour or what?
Yeah, it's like 90 minutes. We have kind of a core team of, like, different comics from different churches around the Detroit area that come and run it. And then we just kind of are open to the community. People can come in, hang out, and have a laugh, you know what I mean?
So has it proven... Has it proven to be a good outreach? Do you have people who don't go to the church who come?
I mean, so many. Like, it's like so many. It's been a really good... There's just so many people that they would never set foot in a church building, you know, for a number of different reasons. And we've had so many people come through. And even some of them have, like, come to other things as well. And so it's been really... It's been this interesting, like, in-between space for people, and it's been really really good.
And the idea,
it's very interesting. I hope you can come out one day.
Comedy, I mean, you know, can be, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks or more, right? I mean, you know, the bigger the name, the more the ticket. And this is free, right, or what?
Yeah, so it's free every Wednesday night. Obviously, we don't serve alcohol and stuff.
Right.
You know, so our town that we're in is... been referred to as the drunkest city in Michigan.
Wow.
Which is quite a distinction. It has, like, the most bars and breweries and distilleries per capita. So we're just trying to be kind of like, to use the term, a kingdom expression in the community.
That's awesome.
We're still having fun. We're still doing this thing. It's a dry environment.
Yeah.
And people can laugh. And people don't need alcohol to laugh. You know?
Right.
They can just come and appreciate it for what it is. So.
That's fantastic. This is totally not what we were going to talk about. I'm glad we did, Drew.
No, we had like all these crazy things to talk about. That's fine. We'll get to it next week, you know.
It's one subject a week. Drew, thanks a lot here. The Joke Gym, Wednesday nights there at the Renaissance Vineyard Church outside of Detroit. All right, the Wib Wake Up Show. We do weekend recap Friday to Sunday. Here we go in a nutshell. For me, off to doing high school football, my last game of the season. Enjoyed each and every one thoroughly with my cohort Seth Smisky and Dale Tetrell. Joined us as well from the Blue Gold football team, a McDonald alum. Though the Macs came up short, their one and only loss of the season, McDonald losing in a game heard on WDOGO 16-13 to Thorpe. Thorpe, wish you the best in the eight-player championship this Saturday.
I think, Calvo, was that there? I think this is Thorpe's first chance to play for a state championship in football since, like, 1994.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's exciting something for that community.
Very absolutely. Cool. And what a wonderful facility. Stanley, you've got a great stadium there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Raking was one of the things on Saturday. I mean, the weather was so good, and most of the leaves off our backyard tree, so tackled that. Enjoyed a stir-fried dinner my wife made, and just some time together watching a show Saturday night. Sunday, again, the Packer game was a lot of fun. I mean, church, we had a nice small group, but both in the morning and another evening gathering. That's always so helpful. But as a Packer fan, it's been 6 weeks since they had a win, and this was sweet.
It felt good. Well, yeah, so I think I mentioned on the air, which kind of makes sure that I do it, that my goal for the weekend, or for Saturday in particular, was to get the Christmas lights up.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so, yes, that was done. And, you know, it's kind of nice as the kids grow up. Cooper was just a trooper, my 8-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
He helped me. There were several questions. Why does this take so long? And why are they all tangled?
Instead of, are we there yet? Why does this take so long?
But he stuck with it the entire time. I was really proud of him. And again, just some gorgeous fresh air and getting out there. Was listening to the Badgers game, which didn't turn out quite as well. But man, I think I've mentioned this before, but we are just so blessed in this state to have incredible, incredible radio play-by-play guys for the Packers and the Badgers. And so I really enjoy just the craftsmanship of how they call a game, even though it didn't turn out real well for the Badgers. So enjoyed that and got to watch a little college football here and there. Yesterday was Harvest Sunday at church. So again, a big after service meal, but we had kind of a praise and song service before then. So that was just a great to hear about, again, how God's been working in people's lives, the things that even have been hard this year, that they can say, hey, life can be tough, life can be hard, but God has shown his goodness and faithfulness. So always a sweet time. I enjoyed that time with church. And yes, I will echo the fact that Packers game was a lot more fun to watch than the previous several. So
absolutely.
Friday night was just an incredible Newsboys concert. I don't know why I just skipped ahead to Saturday, but man, I think every single person who was there would say we absolutely got every penny's worth of what we spent on tickets for that show. And we'd love to hear from you if you were there by text or voicemail. Would be even better at 715-396-1670, what your favorite moment was or favorite moments were. I think this was mine. Again, we heard some DC Talk songs. We heard some old school Newsboys songs. We heard some of the new ones. Again, with Michael Tate as lead singer, Adam Agee from Stellar Cart, and a little bit of time with Audio A was there. And when they kind of broke things down and started this song, this was my absolute favorite moment of the concert. Maybe it was for you as well.
As we lift up our hands, will you meet us here?
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
Yes, it is Make Us Laugh Monday, and traditionally, Caleb and I come up with 3 jokes apiece at this time, and sometimes we're gathering those jokes right up until the end.
Indeed.
As is the case this morning. All right, so this is my first one, Caleb. Why should you never date a tennis player?
Why?
Because love means nothing to them.
All right, I'm going to start with one from our own Sam Aberley from the Saturday show here in the Wib Wake Up Show. He texted me this last Monday, and I said, you better believe I'm going to use this. I will take them anywhere I can get. He says, why can you never trust a kite salesman?
Why?
Because everything comes with strings attached.
Oh,
man.
Sam, you're our official joke writer here.
Yes, thank you, Sam.
Let's see. 5 ants rented an apartment with another 5 ants, and now they're Tenants.
I like it. Okay, this is kind of a throwaway one. How do you make gold soup? How do you make gold soup?
How?
With 14 carrots.
Okay. All right. All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's good. That fits. That'll work. That fits our show. Hey, finally for me this morning, Caleb, how many ears does Spock have?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Spock from Star Trek 3. A left ear, a right ear, and a final front ear.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man. All right. One more, a little bit longer one here. A couple of dog owners are arguing about whose dog is smarter. My dog is so smart, says the first owner, that every morning he waits for the paperboy to come around. He tips the kid and then brings the newspaper to me along with my morning coffee. I know, says the second dog owner. Well, how do you know? The first guy says. Well, my dog told me.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Did what we could. You can do better. 715-396-1670. Let's call back to another one of those great moments from that concert with the Newsboys. This was a fantastic, fantastic time. And yeah, there was a certain young lady, friend of the show, Evie from Jump River, goes to Flambeau High School, who got called up on stage. You may remember this. And thank you so much to Sheila for sending us some video of this. And you may remember the Newsboys, Michael Tate, lead singer, said, hey, can anybody perfectly sing the rap portion in the first verse of DC Talk's Jesus Freak? And Evelyn was either volunteered or voluntold, whatever it might be. She ended up there on stage. And this is how it went down. Check that out on the Wib Radio Facebook page, our Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Outstanding.
Evie was into it.
Yeah. Way to go.
She killed it.
What was the turkey thankful for at Thanksgiving? Vegetarians.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, PCD John from Ladysmith, weighing in on the Wib listener line on a Make Us Laugh Monday.
Well, it says in Scripture, don't let them look down on you in your youth, right? We talked about before, like there's not a junior Holy Spirit, right? So this, though, is not inside of the church, but just in society. A 12-year-old girl has invented an innovative fire detection device. 12 years old.
This is really incredible. So, again, her name is Shania Gill. She's 12 years old. Of course, she won a national science competition for her innovative fire detection device.
Yeah, after witnessing a nearby restaurant burn down, she was inspired to create a device that could detect fires faster than traditional smoke detectors and send a text message alert to users.
The device uses a thermal camera and a tiny, inexpensive computer to analyze thermal readings and differentiate between horizontal and vertical movement. She's 12 years old.
I know it. Yeah, the judges at the Thermo Fisher Scientific Junior Innovators Challenge were impressed by her invention, awarding her the top prize out of 65,000 middle schoolers. What does she plan to do?
She plans to use the $25,000 prize money to take her fire detector to the market. Get a product, start a business, right?
Go get them, Shania.
Fantastic. Really impressive. 12 years old.
I know it. What a mind.
Let's go back to the tunes here with Katie and Nicole. She's a little older than 12, but not that much, really.
Well, the Home for the Holidays contest, it went a long time. Caleb, we were looking for people to enter. We had the 17 entries, got it down to 5. And then the post over the weekend, I think it was Saturday night, right, into Sunday.
It was. Yep.
And so I have to say, you know, I went on, I watched part of it, but I did not over the weekend watch the whole thing until just a short time, just the few minutes ago. And yeah, I cried. I mean, it was just like multiple times. And so I want to bring the highlights here. Now, I'm going to bring the highlights with your help, but I want to say, please, 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 I just told Greg Stewart, you've got to go watch the video. Like, watch the video. So, but nonetheless, on our show, this is the best we can do. It's a radio show. So the first one is Kaylee, and she was in Wyoming, right?
Yes. Yeah, so Kaylee lives about 1,000 miles away from her family in Rice Lake. So, again, grew up in Barron County there. And she's the oldest of 5 children. So she's the oldest. And I was talking to her, were you the first one to leave the nest? Yeah. And so she does have some relatives out there. But, again, she's a vet tech, great job, loves her job. But is a long way away. And last year was the first time she ever missed Christmas. Mm. You can imagine a family of seven people, the first time she ever missed Christmas. And I asked her, I said, if you don't win this contest, are you facing the prospect of a second straight Christmas not being able to be home with your family? Mm-hmm. And she said yes.
Yeah. And so we just for time's sake, we kind of moved toward the end of the conversation. Let's listen.
Sure. Appreciate your time being here and joining us all the way out from Wyoming.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, no, it was great to be able to put a face and story to the name, too. I mean, again, Christmas is such a special time. So, yeah, we told you you were one of the top three and one of the finalists. What we didn't tell you is that you won.
No.
You're going home for Christmas, Kaylee.
I did not know that. Oh, I really, really appreciate it a lot. It means a lot. I'm super, super excited.
We're so glad that we can be able to do this. Again, our tagline at WWIB is "We are family," and family is important as we're celebrating our Savior. It's an important thing to be together. And so we're so glad, again, the sponsors, the people who voted, want to do this. And you're the one that it gets to be done for this year. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I did not expect this.
Thanks a lot, Caleb. You made her cry. You made me cry. And there's no onions.
Hey, cried too while we were recording that and afterward too.
And there was another one as well. What do you want to say about this?
Yeah, so this was a surprise. This was something that happened again. We partnered to provide airfare for a winner. And so Kaylee was the winner. But we had a listener reach out to us anonymously and say, the Lord has blessed me and I want to turn around and give that to others. I don't want to keep it for myself. I want to bless others. And she said, I want to be completely anonymous, but could I give so that someone else could have their Christmas wish, their home for the holidays wish to be with family for Christmas come true? And so our second place winner, it was interesting because we brought in two young ladies, one who had nominated the other. And so we met Olivia, and Olivia is a junior at Flambeau High School. And she had just met her father, who serves in the military, just met him for the first time in her life this past summer. And she had called it the best day of her life. And a classmate of hers, Evelyn, who actually was the one that you all saw up on stage at the Newsboys concert. So, you know,
fantastic.
No such thing as coincidences, right?
And, yeah.
So Evelyn didn't know Olivia real well, but she'd heard the story and she knew WWIB, knew about Home for the Holidays, and thought, well, could I nominate her? Because otherwise Olivia was facing a prospect of meeting her dad for the very first time this past summer, calling it the best day of her life, but facing at least a year before she could see her dad, could hold her dad again. And so this is a little bit of that conversation with them. Again, they had no idea about this.
Just as we finish up here, Olivia, I mean, I'm guessing a lot of people that you've never met voted for you and your story to get you to this point. We've been doing this contest for a while. And like we've even had before too. So usually the station sponsors, you know, to have somebody win. And then, you know, we've had in the past, like, where even some anonymous people stepped up so we could have more than one winner and things like that. So we've had even two and three anonymous people step up before. And that didn't happen, this year. I mean, and again, I know that, you know, it's not easy out there this year too, but we were glad that we could, you know, still have our winner and provide the airfare for him. So I won't keep you guys in suspense too. I mean, you gotta wait, you know, we'll reveal it, but you guys were in the lead like all throughout the week, but you did actually get second place. So you know, so I contacted the winner earlier, so yeah, we didn't have those, you know, two or three anonymous people step up, but we did have one, and she gave some money so that the second place winner's dream would come true. And so, Olivia, you are going to see your dad for Christmas.
She put her her face in her hands at that point, and there was a pause, and then we hear Olivia speak.
I'm so glad that this can happen for you. If there's anything you guys want to, you know, say here to just, you know, for the people that, that voted for you or anything like that, go ahead. But then we'll actually be done. We'll actually stop recording this time.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who took time out of their day to go and vote for Evelyn's story about me. It means a lot to me because obviously I don't get to see my dad very often. So this does mean the absolute world to me.
It was a special time, Alvo, and we heard actually via Facebook from Olivia's dad, and who again serves in the military. He's a long way from here. He says, thank you so much for putting my daughter on air and just being an awesome radio station. He says, granted, I'm not from the area at all, but I truly appreciate all your listeners and the individual that donated money for my daughter to come see me this Christmas. Thank you so much. He says, words cannot describe how happy, proud, and blessed I am. Thank you again.
Powerful.
Moments that you all help create. But you know what? There's a sovereign God over all of this. And we just want to be instruments. Instruments in the Redeemer's hand. So that every single person touched by this can be shouting at the top of our lungs in glory. He reigns. He reigns. Hallelujah, he reigns. May all the glory only, ever, always be to him.